You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. Time for another episode of Locked On Kings.
It's Rivalry Friday with the Kings and the Lakers meeting tonight. As I talked about on yesterday's Locked On Kings podcast, it's a very meaningful game for the Sacramento Kings. Not so much in terms of wins and losses, but how will the Kings respond after their five-game win streak came to an end? So far this season, a couple of times, we've seen the Kings, after playing well, that first loss triggers a downward spiral. I'll touch on that a little bit more on today's Locked On Kings podcast, but that's secondary to a mailbag episode. We haven't done it for a while. Had a ton of questions sent in from Locked On Kings listeners on Twitter and via email. I pulled as many as I could. I'm excited to hear your questions on today's Locked On Kings podcast. Hello and welcome into Locked On Kings, your podcast hub for Sacramento Kings coverage all regular season and all offseason. If you're looking for in-depth analysis, game-by-game breakdowns, highlights, interviews with local and national experts, full coverage of the Sacramento Kings from January through December, this is the place for you, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Matt George. I have the privilege of being your host here. I've been a Sacramento sports radio host for the last 6 years. This is season number 7 for me covering the Kings, both as an on-air host and multimedia journalist. Today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. I don't do too many mailbag episodes, and I also haven't done a fans-only podcast for quite a while. If you're not familiar with fans-only, it's when I invite Sacramento Kings fans and Locked On Kings listeners onto the podcast, and I interview you, talk to you, get your thoughts on the Kings, get your thoughts on Kings topics at the Times, hear your story of how you became a Sacramento Kings fan. I've done there 3 or 4, I think, fans-only episodes, including an international episode. They were very successful, very fun to do. I'm going to have to do another one in the near future. But the reason why I love doing these fans-only and mailbag episodes is because I love to connect with all of you Kings fans and all of you listeners out there. It's one thing that I truly do not take for granted, whether you're from Sacramento, from California, from the United States, or all over the world. The conversations that I've been able to engage with over email, on social media, on this very podcast, with people that I normally would never have the opportunity to connect with. I love that. It's one of my favorite things that I do. I brag about that more than anything else in my career to those who ask me about what it is that I do. And not to get too sappy, not to get too gushy here, but going back to 2020, what a strange and difficult year it was for so many of us. The NBA coming to an end in those long months of no basketball, and yet the numbers were still there. You continued to listen. In fact, our audience grew during that period of time, gave me the opportunity to produce content that I wanted to produce, like a 3-part audio documentary about the 2002 Kings, which you enjoyed. You can go back and check that out if you haven't listened to it before. From 2020 now into 2021, our numbers continue to go up. The support continues to be there. I could not be more thankful. And as the Locked On Podcast Network continues to grow, Locked On Kings is blossoming along with it. And it's because of you listeners, those of you out there who trust Locked On Kings, who trust me for that Kings content. I do not take that for granted. It's why I want to engage with you here. So without further ado, let's get into this mailbag. These questions are in no particular order. I just grabbed them off of my email and off of Twitter, and we'll start with a Twitter user called MB Kings. He says, based on market value for Holmes, I don't think McNair will overpay and go $18 to $22 million a year. I think he's comfortable for $10 to $12 million over 3 to 4 years. If we lose Holmes for nothing and pick up a cheaper vet for like $7 million, did McNair still do a good job? Any idea on free agency bigs, this next free agency, that would be in the market with Holmes and would be good targets for us if Holmes walks? There's a lot there, MB. I'll start answering that question by saying I don't think there is a better option out there, a better realistic option than Rashawn Holmes. Short of somehow attracting a Joel Embiid or a Nikola Jokic, in my opinion, you're not going to get a better center than what the Kings have. And that's not saying that Rashawn Holmes is an all-star level center. I'm talking about fit. I'm talking about what the Kings need. They already have their star in Fox. We'd like to believe they already have the Robin to Fox's Batman in Tyrese Halliburton. At this point, the Kings are looking for the right plug-and-play, good fit pieces. And yes, Monty McNair is still wanting to keep options open for Sacramento to make a run at a star who becomes available, but I would imagine that star would probably be a wing, a three or a four. I don't know who that name would be, maybe even a two guard. I highly doubt the Sacramento Kings would get involved in any kind of Bradley Beal bidding war, but I know Monty McNair wants to keep his options open for that kind of player. In order to do that, you need to save money, and I understand you being hesitant to go $18 to $22 million a year. Personally, I don't think Rashawn Holmes is getting close to that. I know he's having a really good season. He's had a couple really good seasons. But we're still talking about the modern NBA where the big man is significantly less valued than the guard and wing positions. Not to mention, Rashawn Holmes is capable of shooting the three and hitting the three, but he doesn't take them a lot. I think Rashawn Holmes' value is going to be right in between $10 to $15 million. And I think the Kings would be absolute fools not to offer as much as they can within that range or try to match similar offers in that range. Now, Rashawn is not a restricted free agent. He's unrestricted, so he can choose where he goes. But I will tell you, based off of conversations that I have had, both publicly on this podcast and privately with different people in the Sacramento area around the Kings, I would love to have a private conversation with Rashawn Holmes about it, but unfortunately we don't have locker room access. But we do know that Rashawn loves it here in Sacramento. And I do know from conversations that I have had, and I say this confidently, that the Sacramento Kings are very confident that Rashawn Holmes will be a King next season. They believe he is not going anywhere. They believe they are going to get a deal done even with their current cap situation. What that tells me is either they are confident that they're going to be able to move on from Marvin Bagley, Buddy Hield, or another big contract this summer, or potentially they've already had conversations with Rashawn Holmes and his camp, told him what they can realistically offer, and expressed to him their desires to have him be a part of this core. Because make no mistake about it, while he might not be part of the core of Fox and Halliburton, if Rashawn Holmes comes back, whether it's a three-year deal or a four-year deal, it doesn't matter. Rashawn Holmes is an incredibly important part of this team going forward. Rashawn Holmes is going to be a difference maker in the Kings actually making a deep playoff and maybe even NBA Finals run, hopefully, towards the back half of that contract. To answer the other part of your question, if the Kings lose Holmes for nothing but pick up a cheaper vet for like $7 million, it depends on who the vet is, but I still think it's a downgrade when this Kings team right now needs to upgrade. Sacramento needs to upgrade and spend the money to do it, not save money and downgrade. To me, that's a step backwards, and I would view that as a minor, not a major, but a minor failure for the Kings. This next question is also from Twitter from my guy Clayball. To me, it seems inevitable that Bagley is on his way out of Sacramento. What scenario is most attractive? What scenario is the most realistic? Both of these scenarios, we will say, allow Rashawn to be brought back. Scenario A, the Kings package Marvin Bagley with their first round pick to move up 5 picks in the draft, wherever that might be. Scenario B, Marvin Bagley III is packaged with their first round pick. In return, they receive a late first rounder and a young player with some upside, but won't be an instant impact. I mean, that's easy to me. Scenario A, I would take over scenario B every day of the week. Although I think scenario A is significantly unrealistic. I don't think you're going to be able to convince a team who is higher up in this strong draft to move down if Marvin Bagley is the main piece they're getting in return. Now, that's based off of my perception of his market value right now. That could change, but I don't think that scenario would ever happen. I think scenario B is far more likely, where the Kings could potentially move back in the draft or get a first-round pick in a later draft and a young player that, let's say, his ceiling is a solid 15 minutes a night rotational player. I think that's around the range that the Kings could realistically get for Marvin. And if they're able to move on from his contract while acquiring that value in return, even if it does cost the Kings their first round pick, assuming it's in the 12 to 15 range, I'd like to imagine in this scenario the Kings made the play-in tournament at least, I would think overall that would be a win. But I understand Kings fans who might feel like they would want more and might be hesitant to also give up this year's first-round pick in addition to Marvin Bagley just to get someone to take his money. Got plenty more of your questions to come. Right now, though, I have to pay some bills. Have you heard about Sport Trade? It's where fantasy sports meets the stock market. This is amazing. Sport Trade takes fantasy to the next level. It's like Robin Hood, but for fantasy sports. Their platform allows you to buy and sell shares in your favorite players, just like real stocks. Finally, a fair and exciting way to cash in on your knowledge of sports. Making money with Sport Trade is simple, as player value rises and falls based on two factors. One, their statistical performance in each game as compared to their projected fantasy points in that game. The more points they score, the higher their value goes. And two, the good old supply and demand. The more demand a player has, the higher the value goes. When you're ready to buy shares, pick that penny stock in a rookie with huge upside, or grab that blue chip vet who's always a solid performer. Instantly buy and sell as many shares in as many players as you like, just like the stock market. Then watch your players battle and your portfolio value rise. Simply go to sporttrade.com, watch the How It Works video, and then sign up to get started. Sign up today at sporttrade.com and discover the fun, exciting, and profitable new world of sports trading. This is truly the evolution of fantasy sports. You'll be amazed. Don't sit on the sidelines any longer. Get in the game at sporttrade.com. Today's episode of the Locked On Kings podcast is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes like Fiat, Kia, and models, Pacifica, XT5, it is now impossible to stock all of the parts that you need in a traditional chain storefront. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning like, is your Odyssey an LX or an EX? I don't even know what that means. And why wait while the counterman orders the parts on his computer, choosing only the brand that his warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than the changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. You can get the exact parts that you need at the click of a button. They have everything from engine control modules to brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Next question is from Sacktown Crown on Twitter. They ask, what record do the Kings need to finish with to make the play-in tournament? It's a good question. To me, it's no more than two games under 500. So 35 and 37, I think, is what it's going to take to be the 10th seed. If the Kings want to be a 9th seed or higher, I think it's going to have to be around 500. That is the competitiveness in the Western Conference. If the Kings want to make an 8th or 7th seed, I think they have to be 2 to 3 games above 500. But I would say 35 and 37 gets the team in. This next question is from Wesley Stark, and I really like this question. He says, nothing is set in stone, but if everything goes according to plan for the Kings and every expectation is met, the good or bad, when does their rare window for making the finals legitimately open in the next few years? What do you think needs to happen to make that idea feasible? That's an excellent question, Wesley, and it's also very difficult to answer. I will just try and answer it based off of the perfect scenario that I have in my own head. It's the continuation of what we're already seeing with the Kings. So let's assume the Kings are able to re-sign Rashawn Holmes, move on from Marvin Bagley. Let's say Buddy Hield is still here but embraces a complete bench role. Harrison Barnes is still here. Fox and Halliburton still moving forward, and the Kings find a piece, let's just say a plug-in piece for next year to play that starting three spot, whether it is a rookie in this upcoming draft or it is just a solid player that they land in free agency, nothing eye-popping, nothing major, not a star. They go into next season, Fox continues to play at a great level, Tyrese Halliburton takes another leap, takes a step forward, Rashawn Holmes, Harrison Barnes, they keep to the level that they're playing at this season, and the Kings have a halfway decent bench. That team, let's say, makes the 6th seed. They get into a normal playoff scenario, and let's say they either are eliminated in the first round but take it to seven games or even advance to the second round. From there, whether it's through the trade market during the offseason or it's by the play of De'Aaron Fox and Tyrese Halliburton attracting the right name, the Kings go out and find that wing three, that star potential or fringe star three. I really don't think the Kings are going to get a superstar, but let's say fringe star three. They bring him here, they plug him into this lineup, and the Kings make that Denver Nuggets type jump together as a core where they are now in the upper 4 or 5 seeds of the Western Conference. From there, potentially they make a deep playoff run, maybe are not quite ready to make it. They run it back one more time, and that's when they're knocking on the door. To me, that's the most logical path that I can come up with. However, there's a crap ton of hypothetical in there, right? I didn't give you a name to plug in at that three spot. I just said generic fringe star player that the Kings can attract or that Monty McNair can trade for. In terms of a core, Fox, Halliburton, and one more piece is missing. And I don't think that piece the Kings are going to be able to acquire in the draft. I think that piece is going to come through trades or through free agency, not next season, but the offseason and season after that. That's what I believe. So next season to me is all about solidly competing and making the playoffs. And once you're there, trying to get out of the first round if you can, but putting up a fight, showing you belong. That's what next season is about. That shouldn't be the goal. The goal should always be to make a deep playoff run, but that's what I think is the realistic target for the Kings next year. Then the year after that is when they take the leap based off of that missing piece that they acquire. At least that's how I'd try and do it in like NBA 2K or something. I don't know. But you tell me. That's a great question for everybody out there. What is the logical path in your mind for the Kings to get to the NBA Finals and open that, even if it's only a short window, of NBA Finals or NBA Championship potential? What is that path that you see? Give specifics, or you can be vague like me. At Matt George Radio on Twitter, or email me mgeorge@sacklocalmedia.com. Great question, Wesley. Let's step away from Twitter and go to email. First one is from Nathan. He says, I'm a fan of Buddy Hield, and I want to see him stay in Sacramento even though I believe he is overpaid too. What is the best case scenario for Buddy in Sacramento long term? Not to break your heart, Nathan, the best case scenario for Sacramento and Buddy Hield long term is for the Kings to move on from Buddy Hield and use that money elsewhere. But not to shatter your heart and ignore your real question, if the Kings and Buddy Hield are going to work something out that is prosperous for both sides long term, it is going to require sacrifice on Buddy Hield's end, meaning he can still count his money, but he's going to do so as a sixth man for this Kings team. As good as we've seen the three-guard lineup perform so far this season, like I talked about with Jason Jones, it is not sustainable. So if Buddy Hield is going to be here next season and long-term throughout the remainder of this contract, to me, it's going to be as a bench role. Now, if he truly buys into that, there's no reason why Buddy Hield can't be one of the best sixth men in the NBA. There's no reason why Buddy Hield can't be what Lou Williams was for the Clippers for like 3 or 4 straight years. Buddy Hield has that potential as that microwave bench scorer that could be a massive benefit for the Kings in any playoff run. But he has to be willing to embrace that. I'm a little more willing to believe that he would accept that this season based off of the adjustments that he's made, but I'm still hesitant to believe that Buddy Hield would truly be okay with that. I think he believes he's a starter, and I don't blame him for feeling that way. But not here in Sacramento, he's not. That's Tyrese Halliburton's spot, and he knows it. I think Buddy Hield is gone. I think it makes the most sense for both sides, but if they're going to work it out, it's going to be with Buddy Buckets off the bench. A champion has been crowned, and yes, that is disappointment you hear in my voice. Coconut Brownie Chunk, who upset Mint Brownie in the Flavorful Four, also upsets Cookie Dough Chunk to be named the Built Bar Champion here of the Built Bar Madness Bracket. Congratulations, I guess, to Coconut Brownie Chunk and all of you out there who voted for Coconut Brownie Chunk during this month on Built Bar. I look forward to doing this contest again next year, and hopefully it'll be a redemption year for Mint Brownie. But you can go and check out the entire bracket with all the matchups right now on BuiltBar.com. Built Bar, the delicious tasting protein bar, low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft, they're easy to chew, they are wonderful. Once you have them, you will never go back. Head over to BuiltBar.com to check out the bracket and use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. That's LOCKED15 for 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. BetOnline is the official sports gambling partner of the Locked On Podcast Network. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action with the NBA, college basketball, the NHL, now the MLB in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. They have real-time updated odds and props, some of the most fun prop bets you will find on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, the scores, and the odds. It's the best way to place your bet, and it's free to sign up. Tonight, you can bet on this Kings and Lakers game if you wish. The Kings are favored in this game at home, -4.5 tonight against the shorthanded Los Angeles Lakers. And you know that the Kings need a nice bounce back victory to avoid a downward spiral once again this season. So can you make some money on a Kings victory tonight? Yes, you can on betonline.ag amongst many other games in the NBA and around the sports world. Head to the website, use your mobile device, sign up today, receive a 50% welcome bonus with the promo code LOCKEDON on your first deposit. That's BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Couple more questions for you here on the Locked On Kings mailbag. Another one from Sacktown Crown on Twitter. He says, thoughts on DaQuan Jeffries and Justin James going forward this and next season? Well, my thoughts are simple. DaQuan Jeffries has somehow fallen off, but I know he is capable of providing solid minutes based off of what he did in the bubble. Will he get that opportunity with the Kings again? I'm not sure, but he at least has an upside. To me, Justin James, no disrespect to him, he's just a placeholder on this roster. He's just a body when the Kings need depth. He's a former second-round pick, but not of Monty McNair. In my opinion, Justin James won't be on the Kings next season, and probably neither will DaQuan Jeffries, if we're just being honest. But out of the two, DaQuan has a much better chance. Final question is from a friend of mine, friend of the Locked On Kings podcast. He is the MC and a host from the Sacramento Republic FC USL soccer team here in town. Now, he didn't know that he was entering this question into the Q&A. He actually asked me it in person yesterday, but I wanted to include it because I thought it was a good question. Connor Sutton asked me what the chances were that Luke Walton stays the Kings head coach next season. And he shared that he feels pretty confident that Luke will still be the Kings head coach. I'll tell you this, if the Kings actually make the playoffs, whether it's through the play-in tournament or not, I think Luke Walton saves his job. At this point, I think it's like a 55 to 45% chance that the Kings move on from him. Just because I know that it's very difficult for a head coach to stick around when a new GM comes in. I would not be surprised at all if Monty McNair wants to go in another direction. But the money, like we've talked about, is really important here. The Kings are still recovering from a brutal loss at the hands of COVID-19, and Luke Walton has two more years left on his deal. Are the Kings going to be willing to pay the rest of Walton's contract while they're paying a new head coach? Again, as of right now, my gut says 55% chance the Kings do move on. But I do think Luke Walton does have a very realistic chance of sticking around, and I know he has the support of the locker room. The Kings players, they like playing for Luke. They really do. That's been made very public. Ramona Shelburne actually wrote about that recently in her article about De'Aaron Fox. Luke Walton has not lost the Kings locker room, and that plays in his advantage. I had a lot more questions. Unfortunately, don't have time to get to them all. I will do another mailbag, though, in the near future. You can still send me your questions, and I can answer them privately via @MattGeorgeRadio on Twitter, or you can email me mgeorge@sacklocalmedia.com. Feel free to send your answers to any of the questions that I answered on today's podcast as well. And thank you to everybody who sent in your submissions. Before we wrap up another week here on the Locked On Kings podcast, I do want to reiterate some of the things that I said yesterday, the importance of this Kings and Lakers game here tonight. Now, this game is very, very winnable for the Kings at home against a shorthanded Lakers squad. But like we've talked about, the Kings cannot take anything for granted. Yes, LeBron and AD being out is an advantage for Sacramento. Duh, of course it is. But they cannot take Dennis Schroeder and the rest of that Lakers roster lightly at this point in time. So the Kings need need to handle their business at home here tonight. But it's not so much about the Lakers. It's not even so much about a tally in the win column tonight. It's about breaking a pattern. It's about stopping yourself from falling into the same pitfall that you fell into twice so far this season. After strong stretches, the great start for the Kings, that 3-1 start, and when the Kings won 8 out of 9, they were immediately followed up by the Kings plummeting with large losing streaks. And it wasn't just the amount of losses in a short period of time. It's how the Kings looked. It's how the Kings played. It's getting away from what made them so successful. The Kings have been like a coin this year. Heads has been really good. Tails has been the complete opposite. And as much as we like this team landing on heads, it would be nice if every once in a while the coin would land on its side. The Kings need to avoid tails tonight. The Kings need to avoid falling back into that downward spiral. And the best place to do that is get your swagger back, get your confidence back, get the fun back that you were enjoying during that 5-game winning streak by ending a losing streak before it starts. Yeah, you got punched in the mouth by San Antonio, but you also beat them once on their home floor. Remember that game. Recreate that game amongst many of the games during that 5-game win streak. Handle your business tonight. Stop the pattern before it starts. I think the Kings are capable. That's what I'm looking for in tonight's game. We'll talk about that plus tomorrow's game against the Milwaukee Bucks. Full expectation. I expect the Kings to lose that game. But like we talked about yesterday, look at these next 3 games for what they are. Lakers, Bucks, Timberwolves. If you can find a way to go 2-1, i.e., if you can beat the Lakers tonight and then the T-Wolves, I'll be celebrating that. I think you're in really good shape. You can follow along that game with me on Twitter at Matt George Radio. I'll be sure to be paying attention. It's always fun when the Kings and Lakers rivalry goes at it. Although I know in LA, they don't look at it as much of a rivalry as we do here in Sactown, but that don't matter. I'm expecting a fun game. I am truly expecting a Kings win. And maybe, just maybe, I'll make some money off of it on betonline.ag. Thank you, everyone, for a great week. Thank you for your questions again today. Thank you for all of you who have left a review of this Locked On Kings podcast. You can do that on Apple Podcasts or iTunes. Hit 5 stars. And I'll talk to you next week. Until then, my name is Matt George. You have been listening to the Locked On Kings podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Today's Locked On Kings podcast was brought to you about Sport Trade. It's where fantasy sports meets the stock market. Sport Trade takes fantasy to the next level, like Robinhood for fantasy sports. The platform allows for you to buy and sell shares in your favorite players, just like real stocks. Finally, a fair and exciting way to cash in on your knowledge of sports. Instantly buy and sell as many shares in as many players as you like, just like the stock market. Then watch your players battle and your portfolio value rise. Simply go to sporttrade.com, watch the How It Works video, and then sign up to get started. Sign up today at sporttrade.com and discover the fun, exciting, and profitable new world of sports trading. This is truly the evolution of fantasy sports. You'll be amazed. Don't sit on the sidelines any longer. Get in the game at sporttrade.com.